E.G. White to Brother and Sister Burden, August 29, 1907, B-260-07, August 29, 1907. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, I have been very anxious to learn something of the meetings you have been holding. W.C. White had written us no particulars. I should be glad if you would bear in mind that I am intensely interested in this meeting and desire to know about it. Has it meant victory or defeat? One night this week, I think it was Sunday, I did not sleep any through the entire night, and again on Wednesday, I had a wakeful night. I slept for a short time before 3 o'clock. While I lay awake, I spent the time in prayer that God would give to His people sanctified and converted minds, that individually they might comprehend their duty and learn to reveal the power of the truth in sound speech that cannot be condemned. The talent of speech is a precious talent. The riches of the grace of Christ, which He is ever ready to bestow upon us, we are to impart in true, hopeful words. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again, I say, rejoice. If we would guard our words, so that nothing but kindness shall escape our lips, we will give evidence that we are preparing to become members of the heavenly family. In words and works, we shall show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Oh, what a reformative influence would go forth if we as a people would value at its true worth the talent of speech and its influence upon the human souls. The Sabbath meetings, the morning and evening worship in the home, the services held in the chapel, all should be vitalized by the Spirit of Christ. Each member of the sanitarium family should confess Christ openly and with gladness, expressing the joy and comfort and hope that is written in the song. Christ is to be set forth as the chiefest among 10,000, and the one altogether lovely. He is to be set forth as the giver of every good and perfect gift, the one in whom our hopes of eternal life are centered. If we would do this, all narrowness must be set aside, and we must call into exercise the love of Christ. The joy we experience in this love will be a blessing to others. I am bidden to say to the sanitarium family, let your social meetings and all your religious exercises be characterized by a deep earnestness and a joy that expresses the love of God in the soul. Such meetings will be profitable to all, for they will bind heart to heart. Let there be earnest seasons of prayer, for prayer will give strength to the religious experiences. Confess Christ openly and bravely, and manifest at all times the meekness of Christ. The Lord would have the family of workers at Loma Linda be channels of light. If we will keep the heart and mind opened heavenward, cherishing the comfort of His grace in the heart, the presence of Christ will be revealed. Let earnestness and zeal come into your lives. Make no backward movements. The Lord is our helper, our guide, our shield, our exceeding great reward. Do not allow levity to come into your experience, but cultivate cheerfulness. For this is an excellent grace. We cannot afford to be unmindful of our words and deportment. During the past night, I seemed to be standing before a large congregation, speaking to the people the words of life. I longed to understand more perfectly about this meeting that was presented to me. I seemed to hear the sweet melody of praise to God, and expressions of gratitude were coming from souls that were the recipients of the grace of Christ. The voice of praise and thanksgiving was heard, and countenances were aglow with the light of the love of God. It seemed that angels' voices united with those in the meeting who were offering praise to God. My father was a very cheerful Christian. No doleful testimony was ever suffered to go forth from his lips. When those about him were giving mournful testimonies, his voice would be heard. What doth much increase the store? When I thank him, he gives me more. We all have very much to be thankful for. Let us open our lips in praise and thanksgiving to God. Let us come nearer to the Lord Jesus and acknowledge our daily obligations to Him. He has made it possible for us to secure for ourselves a very happy life even in this world of sin, and holds out the hope of being continually in His presence in the kingdom He is preparing for His people. Should not these thoughts call forth from us praise and thanksgiving? May the Lord bless you and bless the sanitarium family, is my prayer. Signed, Ellen G. White.